This week, Bloomington Mayor John Hamilton's Wage Growth Task Force released a report following months of studying the local economy. WFHB News Director Joe Crawford has more in today's WFHB Community Report.
Here are some quick factual statements one might take away from the Wage Growth Task Force report. The manufacturing sector of Monroe County's economy is shrinking. In 2001, it made up 13.5% of all the jobs in the county. Now, it's 11%. During the past 15 years, the construction industry lost jobs, 384 jobs to be exact. There were also declines in professional and business service jobs. The service industry, on the other hand, is booming. There are nearly 3,300 more service-providing jobs in Monroe County now than there were a decade and a half ago. Most people who work in Monroe County, that's 58.5% to be exact, work in the service industry. Overall, the local economy has lost jobs since the beginning of the recession in 2007. As of last year, there were 483 fewer jobs in the area than there were 8 years prior. Wages at those jobs have just barely kept up with inflation. For an average Bloomington resident, real personal income is roughly what it was 7 years ago, maybe even a little less. That average, which takes into account not only wages, but also benefits, investment income, etc., was just less than $33,000 last year. Or, to put it more succinctly,
we have a poverty rate that's higher than other college towns our size. There's been a hollowing out of our workforce. Our wages are stagnant. We have to begin to reverse these trends.
That's Jane Martin, a venture capitalist who co-chaired Mayor John Hamilton's Wage Growth Task Force. She was speaking at a presentation on Monday. The 13-member task force spent months going over data and preparing recommendations for the city. The other co-chair of the task force, IU School of Public and Environmental Affairs professor David Odrech, says there are things the local government can do to, as Martin says, reverse these trends.
Our mandate was to proactively think about this community, like I think we think most communities in this country, have to be responsible for what's happening to us. We can't expect the federal government, state governments, the economy to take care of us. We have to figure out what's our strategy so that our standard of living goes up.
Odrech, Martin, and their fellow task force members have a list of initiatives they think the city should consider. For one thing, Martin says we should think about what's happened in recent years.
This is the first time in modern history that Bloomington and Monroe County hasn't recovered from the latest downturn. You know, we're flat to down. That's worrisome. And this is an economy that's pretty brutal going forward. And there's going to be winning communities and losing communities. And a lot of communities are going to get left behind. So, you know, it's easy to say, well, we have a 22-23% poverty rate, but that's really the struggling students. No. Our poverty rate is higher than other cities, college towns of our size. We've got a problem.
What to do about that problem, of course, is likely to be controversial. For example, the task force wants the city to focus on what's been widely and somewhat controversially called the skills gap. The idea, as discussed by the mayor's task force, is that there are theoretically tens of millions of high-paying jobs that go unfilled across the United States because there aren't enough trained workers to fill them. As Martin says, companies are increasingly deferring to the public and nonprofit sectors to train their workers.
Companies, when I was starting out in the 70s in business, used to take on training as a real serious part of their effort, of their investment in employees. Not so much anymore. They expect employees to sort of hit the deck running. And so the community, the city, and some of the institutions like the Community Foundation and great programs at Ivy Tech for skills gap training can really help us raise the level of employment and get folks gainfully and successfully employed.
But not all economists and not all researchers who've studied the skills gap agree with that assessment. A couple years ago, a study by the Boston Consulting Group found that there were only about 100,000 unfilled manufacturing jobs in the United States, and that there was overall enough skilled labor to fill the demand. Liberal economists, like Paul Krugman at the New York Times, says the skills gap is basically a distraction from more effective measures that could improve the economy. For example, raising the minimum wage or strengthening organized labor, measures that are at least partly beyond the control of local government. The mayor's task force is also likely to encounter some disagreement about another of its assertions, that wage growth is impaired by the city's regulatory process. Here's Martin.
We felt that there's often roadblocks to companies expanding here or moving here. Regulatory roadblocks, expansion roadblocks. So we thought we need to change the culture here. Bloomington and Monroe County is going to grow, but we need to grow in the right way. We need to manage this growth. So the regulators need to figure out how to make things work.
The full report from the task force is even more forceful. It refers to huge time delays and huge costs to comply with regulations. The report calls out the City Plan Commission and the City Council in particular, ending its comment with, quote, "no one seems interested in any growth or expansion," unquote. Of course, as we regularly report during the Daily Local News, there are plenty of local residents who would assert the opposite. Many say that development projects are often passed through city government despite potential for harm to the community. Another suggestion from the task force is that the city of Bloomington seek to identify and understand what they call its brand. Here's Martin again.
We have to be more than just a great place to live. We have to stand for something. We have to have a story. So that's why our first initiative is branding. Branding Bloomington. Why would someone move here? Why would a California company open a satellite office in Indiana or in Bloomington? We have to be something.
The task force report refers to a recent study by an Indianapolis-based marketing firm, which identified characteristics of Bloomington's brand. Words used include progressive, academic, accepting, elevated, and hip. A possible brand, according to this report, is Bloomington, quote, "is for idealists," unquote. Other recommendations include fostering what they call an innovation culture in Bloomington, as well as expanding early childhood education and forming a plan for small companies to offer competitive healthcare benefits. After the task force made its report, Mayor Hamilton thanked them for their work, and he made some closing remarks.
We have, yes, great economic frustration that hits a lot of people at different ways and different times. But I think this place that we call home also has great economic opportunity.
The recommendations within the task force's 18-page report are merely that, recommendations. It will be up to the mayor and other city officials to decide how and whether to implement them. For WFHB, I'm Joe Crawford.
You can find the full report from the mayor's wage growth task force at bloomington.in.gov.